Hi, I'm Terry. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you for asking me to be here tonight. I was at a Promises meeting about 2.5 years ago. I think I was just in program, abstinent maybe a month, and when I started hearing all the Promises, I was like, I'll take that. Yes, I want that. Yeah, oh, I need like 3 of those. I was asked to speak on step 7 and 8 promises tonight. Step 7 promises that higher power will grant us greater and greater humility. Humility, shame was a part of my life for most of my life. It was a state of being that I pretty much existed in. I was exposed to pornography as a child, less than 10, and I became addicted to that and acted out on that quite a bit and led a life that no one knew I was leading. And I was very ashamed of that, and it really, really, truly colored my life, colored what I thought about myself. It colored the way I interacted with other people, and the way, you know, later on that I would interact with boys. Like we've heard, I absolutely despised myself for it, and a lot of the ways that I would cope with that would be, of course, to eat, as many of us do. We use our eating and other addictions to help calm the way we feel about ourselves. The shame really kept me away from other people, and it kept me away from higher power for many years. Humility, though, for me is the exact opposite of shame, and it's really what anchors me to higher power. I got my first taste of humility the morning that I was scheduled to do my fifth step with my sponsor. We had started my fifth step a prior week or two, and we couldn't finish. And the thing that I didn't realize, though, on the first time I did it, was I had completely missed the whole porn addiction. I didn't even know it existed, in a way. I blocked it out so bad. So when we were scheduled to do our second meeting, by this point, about 3 days before, I'd realized it and how humongous it was. It was the biggest thing on the whole list. And I was, for a couple of days, shaking like a leaf. I just couldn't even believe that I'd almost missed it. And then when the morning came, I woke up, and this feeling was over me. And this feeling, I had gotten rid of a lot of my anxieties, my day-to-day anxieties, many steps before. This wasn't that. This was a new feeling for me. This was a feeling of, it was cleanliness. And we've heard that before, but it was a feeling of cleanliness, that I was about to be clean, that I had been very thorough, and that I was about to get a gift. And I realized that was humility. And it was like first time I started swing dancing, and I got this, what is this? Oh, it's a muscle. You know? It was like, wow, this is humility. This is what that is. And it was, I was calm, and all I wanted to do was reach out to my higher power. And I had several hours before I was going to go and meet my sponsor in a garden. And I just prayed, and I thanked higher power for the gift I was about to receive, and it was a gift of freedom. I, at that point, was so deeply into prayer and that feeling of humility that I could almost reach out and touch my higher power. I could just feel it, and was overwhelmed with just absolute gratitude. To me, humility is being able to accept who you truly are and not having any judgment necessarily about it. I completed my seventh step kind of by accident, and I'm supposed to talk about step 7 and 8. I completed it kind of by accident. I was engaged in a meditation, just a regular meditation, and I really got that feeling of totally being absorbed by my higher power. And I said, you know, I want to be with you, higher power. I want to do what you want me to do. I am so ready to be a different person. But I was on step six at this time. And all of a sudden I said, you know, I can't. I've got all these defects of character. And but you can remove them. Please remove them. Because without them, I can't. With them, I can't do what you need me to do. And gosh, I really want that. And I realized after that I'd spontaneously done the sixth and seventh step. And I completely consider that a miracle. I've had a lot of miracles occur throughout the program, especially when I'm in prayer and meditation. And so that's basically one of them. Each day that I'm truly connected to my higher power, I look at that. I look at the humility as like an anchor, a tether that keeps me anchored to my higher power. And usually when those days are when I'm well anchored, they're very peaceful days. They're easy days. There might be things going on, but I'm smiling generally, and I feel happy to be there. I am able to bring light into the darkness. I am able to look for help others when it's there. And I feel peace when there generally isn't any. When I am not feeling that way, I have to look at my tether. And usually I'm not letting God. There's a tether, it's attached to me, but I'm holding on with my hands because I don't trust the tether. And that means that I need to get back to what centers me, and that is usually meditation and writing gratitude lists and writing, working out my daily oomphs with steps. Anytime I don't feel quite right about the day, I do four-step work on it. And so if I come home and I don't like an interaction, or that I realize that I'm the one holding on to and not letting the tether let me float and be loose and easy, then I'll find what happened. And thankfully, you know, as the steps and the promises show us, it's a whole lot easier to recognize that problem. You know, I used to walk around in generalized anxiety, which means there's no real cause except everything. And so that kind of went away with step four, because everything was in step four and got rid of that. And so now it's sort of the day-to-day, or something that's in step four that was way, way, way back in the vaults that you didn't even know existed at the time. So I'll take the feeling or the... Usually it's a pride, jealousy, one of the top five. And I'll ask for my defect to be taken away, just as if it is a resentment. And I'll walk across the columns of the fourth step and pray that it be taken away. And that generally gives me back the light and airy feeling that I love about this program. I came into this program not for weight loss. I was 322 pounds, but I didn't know what my weight was really, and I was just miserable, absolutely miserable with every aspect of my life. Everything was a challenge, and I was acting out in many different ways. So step eight says that one of the promises is that we will learn how to forgive ourselves and others. And I really wanted to dwell on that one. There's a couple more. It's very easy for me to get stuck in dwelling on my shortcomings when they come up. So this is one of the reasons why I have to do the fourth step when I recognize it and do it kind of quite right away and get rid of it. Otherwise, I'll ruminate on it for days and days. And what happens for me is if I dwell on the shortcomings, after a while, they remind me of my original shame. And then I become unworthy and unlovable, and that's the danger for me. That is the real danger area. So luckily the tools, the steps, give me the freedom to be able to move beyond that. And I think every day that I continue to move and move in the direction of health is the right day for me. For me, this program is about movement. When we first started, or when I first started, I was, you know, we're stuck. We're stuck in the way we were, and sometimes I was rolling backwards even. And there'll be times when we step backwards, and I've stepped backwards in the program. But generally, if I look at a trend line over time, you know, I'm going in the right direction. And the steps keep me in the forward motion. And those the forward motion is for me to be able to be of service to others. The XASpeakers.org has a site, and Sandy Beach from the AA group is on there. And he talks about it's really hard to be in the present when you're lugging around the past. It's really hard for me to be of service to others when I'm lugging around 1980, 1990, and a little of 2000. I feel like I get lighter every day, and not just weight-wise, but spiritually lighter, because, you know, we unload a bunch of stuff in the very couple of first steps. And we unload even fourth step, we unload a lot. Fifth step, we turn it all over. And then we start to look deep inside again and say, okay, so how can we do this going forward without amassing so much garbage? How can we keep this trend line going up? And you need to be more efficient and effective and just feel better. And to me, that's what the promises do. And the promises say that, you know, I'll forgive myself, and absolutely have to forgive others, because that's part of the jettison. I have to get rid of that extra weight, or I'm not going to continue to move over there, because my higher power is there, I'm here, and I have to do whatever I need to do to be able to get there. Thanks for letting me share.